Thank you, Sister Edith. Sister Edith teaches history as well as she cooks, maybe better. And we're thankful for what we've heard, and I hope that we can remember some of these points. I don't know. When you said, Sister Edith, you said Martin Luther was an ordinary man. And I was under the impression, and maybe he was. Was he any a genius or not really? No. Just an ordinary man.
He was an ordinary person. He was a coal miner's son, who made his way. Yeah.
Well, that makes... That gives us some hope. I mean, if he was a coal miner's son and an ordinary man, then, 500 years ago, it's a long time ago. Imagine 500 years from now if we're celebrating you. Could that be? And what you've done for the church and how you've laid down your life or given yourself to the cause of Jesus Christ and the world. Maybe not the same ways that Martin Luther did, but maybe in a different way. So come back to Pilgrim Camp 500 years from now, and your picture will be on a bookmark. And the next Sister Edith will be telling us about you and how you blazed the trail and how you lived your life for Jesus. Why not? I mean, why not? Well, I know why not. I mean, I can answer that too. But... can't we all give ourselves to Jesus? I think we can. Can't we all find at the end of our lives that we've done something that's counted for eternity? That our lives haven't been just drivel and waste and good for nothing and expended and not really spent for the kingdom of God? To do thy will. We've talked about it already. And it might not be in the ways that, again, Martin Luther did and the things that he helped us with, but in your way, faithful. I guess that's what the Lord is looking for, is it not? Faithful to the trust that he left us, faithful to the light he's given us, faithful to the call that he's placed over our lives. And when you get to the end of the road, you know, I guess one day we're all hoping one day to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And so may the Lord challenge us by this man's life. May we learn the things that he taught and disseminated. And may we, by the grace of God, love the scriptures, follow the scriptures, and get God's and let God's will be accomplished in and through us. God has grace for you and for me. Now, I do not hear rain. I am as clueless as anybody in this room as to what's happening now and what we're supposed to do. I don't know. Is anybody out there building a fire? Is anybody out there getting wood for us? They are. Are you sure about that? I mean, you've been sitting here as long as I have. I think you might be hoping more than I'm hoping, but I don't know. Now, if nobody's out there, nobody has started a fire, we're going to take a page out of Martin Luther's book, and we're going to read Psalm 119, pray twice, sing a hymn, and then pray again before we're dismissed. But before we go, and I'm expecting, and maybe while we sing number 162, somebody could just clue us in so we don't all walk down to the beach and find nothing there. But somebody let me know, give me a high sign that yes, this is going to happen, and we're going to go down and have a... Are you sure, Max? Okay, we're going to go down to the beach, if you would like to, after we sing this together and are praying and dismissed. We'll go down to the beach and have some s'mores and some fellowship, and Bethany will pull out her guitar, and we can sing, if you'd like to, with her. And so let's all stand together and sing 162. 162.
Yeah.
First, we will go down there. We have about staff, I guess all of us, about a little more than an hour to be down there. I think it's enough time to get a s'more or two down and enjoy some fellowship. But before we leave, could we pray for our brother Jason? He's and Zoe. They're leaving. They're leaving their mom and their wife here and going back to California. Brother Jason pastors a church there, and he needs to be home on Sunday in his church. And so before you get up tomorrow morning, they'll be long gone, long gone. Their plane leaves Albany at 6 o'clock, and so they'll be out of here in the middle of the night or early hours of the morning. But let's pray for Brother Jason, for Zoe. Not only that the Lord will watch over and protect them, but the Lord will help them in the ministry that he's given to them in Porch Light Church, that God will be glorified. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing Jason, Alice, Zoe, and Evan to camp last year and again this year. We thank you for the fellowship that we enjoy. We all love them. We all appreciate their ministry and their love for you. And Lord, we just would pray for Jason, for Zoe as they leave us early in the morning. Lord, that you will be with them. As we've just sung, Lord, that you will be with them. Lord, that you will help them in the work that you've committed to their trust. Bless our brother as he ministers over this weekend. We pray that you will draw very near to Porch Light, to the people of God that are there. We thank you for Brother Kevin, and we thank you, Lord, for Brother Martin down in the village counseling from that church. And Lord, we just pray that these young men and women that attend that assembly will all grow in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that Brother Jason and Sister Alice will be able to lead them and guide them as shepherds, under shepherds. We pray, Lord, that you'll answer every question Jason has, that he'll be able to just follow the will of God and the call over his life. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity they've had to be here. And now as they go with them, bless them, cover them with your precious blood, we pray. And Lord, in all of us tonight as we go to the beachfront and enjoy fellowship with one another, we pray that we'll remember that you're with us, Lord, and that you're wanting to bless us, even as there are conversations around the fire. Thank you for it, Lord. Amen. 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 Shall we sing that last?
When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, thy grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flames shall not hurt thee, I hope. It is my trust unseen, and my goal to refine.
The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Amen. We're dismissed.